I'm Brian Shelton, and you're listening to Harper Talks, a co-production of Harper College Alumni Relations and Harper Radio. Today on Harper Talks, I'm excited to speak with Kiara Trejo. Kiara is a 2011 graduate of Harper College and currently works as a construction manager for Ardmore Roderick, which has brought her back to the Harper campus to work on the Canning Center. Kiara and I met in the podcast lab in Building D. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, how's your day going? How's the construction project going? We'll get into
so
that
far,
later. But
so far so good. My day today has consisted of me being actually there at the construction project.
Yeah, so you were able to walk over to the podcast
yes.
lab.
Oh, it was really easy. Just 1 2-minute walk from the trailer, so no problem at all.
Very cool. I want to talk about the Canning Center in a minute, but you were a Harper student from 2009 to 2011, majoring in architectural and building sciences technology.
That's correct.
Something I would not major in, but thank you very much. How'd you come to that? Like, how was that? Like, is that a desire to design, manage? What? What's going on there?
I mean, honestly, like, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to get into a career that was challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, I always loved math. Mm-hmm. And I loved, not designing per se, but drawing, more in the arts department. So when I was in high school, I still kind of was, if you didn't know what I wanted to get into, I actually moved from Mexico here. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Chicago. And when I was 14, my family decided, hey, let's move to Mexico. So over there, I did half of my high school career, came back here, finished my high school career here. And then I had some friends that were in an architecture club at high school, and I would see the plans, the blueprints, mm-hmm. and all of that, and it really intrigued me, so I decided to go for it, and I joined the club, and I really loved it. And so obviously it was a very, very beginning of that part,
right.
But then that's when I decided, well, just being here 2 years of high school, and then having to go straight into college, I had no idea where I wanted to go.
Right.
I didn't know anything about any of the universities in Illinois or anything like that. So I did hear about community colleges and how that was also a really good option to go into right after high school. So I did some research on that. And then that's how I landed in Harper.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then I found out they had an architecture program, a whole department actually, and that was really exciting. So then I knew this is definitely the next step for me.
Yeah, it's so great when you find something that really like trips your brain, right?
Oh,
makes
yes.
you want to go into this. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it just felt it felt right. It felt right, and then I did my visit, and I loved it. It's such a big community college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone thinks community colleges as something almost as inferior to going to a 4-year university, but it definitely did not feel that way coming here.
Yeah, for sure. You walked over here from the Canning Center construction project. I was curious, how has campus changed since you were here, 2009, 2011?
Oh my gosh, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, when I honestly first coming back to Harper, I haven't come back since mm-hmm. I graduated from here. So in that time, I definitely missed a lot of changes that were happening here. Building D, I mean, let's just go there. That's a whole new building. It's completely redone, you know? And now there's a Starbucks here, and it's just amazing. And I see there's a lot of like new buildings also. It's not just the Canning Center, but there's also other buildings that are being constructed mm-hmm. now, and to provide just, you know, more programs and more classrooms for the students. I think it's amazing, but it's amazing changes that have happened.
Yeah. So not only education, but Harper's kind of played an outsized role in your life. Didn't you meet your husband here?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's so funny you bring that up. But yeah, and that's one of the honestly things that I loved about coming back and doing mm-hmm. a project here is going down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
So we had actually friends that are in common. Now, he went to a different high school than I did.
Okay.
And so we didn't meet in high school, but when we came to Harper, we had some of the same similar friends. And so our friends would get together during lunch, and he would be in that group and I would be in that group, and then we just started talking, and it started, you know, he would walk me to my class, you know. Aww. Things like that. But then it definitely grew into something, and now, you know, he's my husband and we got two beautiful children together. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I always send him photos like, hey, remember this spot? Remember when we used to hang out here? Because we would have lunch right there at Building A, mm-hmm. Cafeteria. And I would send him photos and he's like, wow, that's so insane that you're back. I'm like, I know.
That's fantastic.
It is. I love it.
So from Harper, you went to IIT for both a bachelor's and a master's degree. Did we do a good job preparing you for that? That's tough
school. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. You honestly, Harper definitely did. Mm-hmm. I mean, Harper, you know, they taught me a lot of the basics to get me started, which was great. And I did get the option when I transferred to IIT, they gave me the option to start as a second year. Student instead of a first year. Mm-hmm. But they did tell me that it was going to be very complex because architecture, you know, the career itself is very complex career. And they did give me the option. So I said, you know what? I'm not in no rush to graduate. I could definitely do the 1 year if that's what they think mm-hmm. that it'd be best for me. Now, coming to Harper, I was able to get a lot of the core gen ed classes out of the way.
Right.
So they were able to take a lot of those classes, which was great. But I felt confident starting at IIT as an architecture program because I was not at zero. I knew a little bit of AutoCAD. I knew a little bit of, you know, 3D modeling and even building models out of scrap. So no, it definitely did prepare me for the career at IIT.
I was curious, you started architecture and then moved to construction management, which are very related and, you know,
together. Sure.
But how'd you go from architecture, from like the design aspect mm-hmm. of construction to construction mm-hmm. management, actually managing the projects? And I guess tell us what really a construction manager does, maybe.
Sure.
In addition to that, if that big questions.
So. Yeah, big questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start off with, I never even knew about like the construction management side when mm-hmm. when I joined this architecture club in high school. Even coming to Harper, all I saw was like the design part of it. Now I did take at Harper, I did take a class. They had us do a project where we would go into a construction site if they allowed us in and to document the progress of a building. So I did it for a residential townhome in Chicago. And you take photos and you create like this almost like a progress binder mm-hmm. for the class. And that was like the final grade. I loved doing that. I loved being on the field and seeing the progress of construction. Luckily I was able to meet people there and they would allow me to come in and take photos. But anyway, so going into IIT, you know, they told us, hey, we think it is also very important for you guys to be able to explore minors,
mm-hmm.
right? So you could still be doing architecture, but if you have a minor in business, structures, construction management, like it will give you, they'll open more doors for you.
Sure.
Right, when
diversify
you graduate.
Your portfolio,
exactly.
Give you more opportunity. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I looked into all of it because I really was between business and construction management. But then that's when I started doing research on construction management. Not a lot of people did that. They went into business or structures. But then I was like, what is construction management? And so I did my research and it's really you're managing like itself, like what it says, you're managing the construction of a project. So you are on the field at all times for the progress. You're documenting, you're overseeing it, you're making sure that everyone is following what's on the documents that are being designed by the architect. So it's the other side. And now you're also representing the owner and because the owner, you know, they'll fund you. Sometimes they'll fund the project and sometimes they're very involved. Sometimes they're not very involved.
Right.
And that's why they hire construction managers so that the construction manager is sort of like their eyes to make sure, you know, that everything's going accordingly. And so I, you know, looking into that and I'm like, wow, that's exactly what I want to do. I don't want to just be like behind a computer doing design work all day, every day, but I also want to be on the field mm-hmm. and tracking all of the progress. So I was like, why not? I think that'll be good hand in hand. I'll know not only design, but understand the construction aspect. And that's how I started taking a minor in construction management. And then I developed that into a dual degree and obtained my master's degree in that. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great opportunity.
Yeah. Are there a lot of Latina women working in construction management? I mean, do you run across a lot of?
No, honestly, unfortunately, I would say, yeah. No, I don't. I've been in the construction industry now for 8 years. Yeah. Before that, I was just doing architecture. And in every single project, I mean, not even like in management, not as like construction workers or anything like that, do you really see women, period,
right.
at all.
Yeah.
And then to further, look into Latina women, you really don't see that. And so I think in these projects, maybe I met, I mean, I can count in like 10
yeah.
fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
And the company that I currently work for, they're very diverse. Mm-hmm. They're very diverse. And so, and even then, there's still not a lot of Latino women. And I'm here also like to try to, you know, I know it is a challenging industry and you do, I mean, as a woman, you do get a lot of challenges mm-hmm. because of that. Even being in the construction field, it's just not dominated by
men. It's a male-dominated industry, mm-hmm. right? And so it's kind of fighting that battle. Yeah,
100% every day.
Yeah,
every day. But you know what? I think it's important also to be that person to be doing that for other generations, and just hoping to inspire.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Have you? I don't want to put you on the spot, but have you done anything for like recruiting other women into the industry, or is that something you would be interested in doing in the future?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Right now, currently, most of my volunteer work comes through my company, mm-hmm. And it's mostly we do like Habitat for Humanity mm-hmm. or Metro Chicago, and then we go and help. We assist in families that need any type of, you know, construction help in their
okay.
homes.
Yeah.
And I've also volunteered for, we have a relationship with an elementary school in mm-hmm. the south side of Chicago. And then we go and volunteer and we do like STEM activities with the kids
yeah.
and just try to kind of involve them and so that they can see what they can be,
right.
you know, when they're all grown up. But I definitely, I was asking here, the Alumni mm-hmm. Association at Harper, if they have a mentorship program, I would be
yeah.
so open for that. Like I said, it's just important to be that person for someone else.
Yeah.
And thankfully I had good mentors, you know, throughout my career. And so I would like to be that for someone else.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times in industries, you know, if you don't see somebody like you
mm-hmm.
in that industry,
oh,
you
yes.
don't know that that's available to you, right?
You so can't it's great. Picture it.
Yeah, so
yeah.
you just being there is
exactly.
is a big difference,
mm-hmm.
right? So
I agree.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's nice. So you talked about what construction management is. Mm-hmm. Right now, you are working on the Harper campus at the Canning Center
mm-hmm.
without giving anything away to get you in trouble at work or anything. How's that going? I have a vested interest in that building. So how's that going?
Honestly, right now, you know, we're progressing, even though we have so many hurdles with the weather. But we are in the Midwest, and we understood that from the get-go.
Right.
We're going to have some challenges with the weather. And even then, we have been able to move forward. Right now, you know, obviously you have the beautiful steel structure up, and we're starting to get the roof installed. So that's really exciting. We have all our, you know, our mechanical, electrical, plumbing, all of the workers there. And then we're doing all of the floors now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're progressing really nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it. I'm excited for the staff and the students to be able to enjoy it once
yeah.
it's opened. So
when do you think? What's the?
So we're aiming to turn the building over to Harper beginning of next year.
Okay.
2027, and then hopefully they will able to open it to the staff and the students by next summer.
Okay.
That's 2 summers from now. That's the hope.
Okay.
Hopefully it goes right.
Yeah.
But
I'll get in trouble for saying this, but when I started here at Harper in 2014, because we're running the radio station out of Building A, and they're like, well, don't do anything to the radio station because we're moving into the canning center in 2 years. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's right.
So
we do. Yes, that is correct. No, they're not buffing you. No, we do have I believe it's on the second floor. There is a media area.
Yeah. No, we're moving in there now. It's just that we were supposed to move in there in 2016.
Oh, I see. Oh, it took a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just 10 years. Yeah. But
so when everybody says, oh, we're moving the canning center, I'm always like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
But now you actually see the building. So.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
So at least, hey, it's something groundbreaking. So no, you'll be in there hopefully in the next year. So.
Yeah, it looks great. I've been watching it come up, and you know, every time I go through Building A, you're able to look out the windows there and see the construction happening, and it's pretty exciting to see it go up.
It's very active now.
And the steel went up really quick.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
all like, "Wow, that was fast." I mean, sometimes they had, you know, between 15 and 20 people working on steelwork itself. So they moved pretty fast through the faces.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my dad was in the steel industry, so watching that go up was pretty cool for me.
Oh, that's awesome. So I love that.
Yeah. So I ask everybody who comes in one last question, and that is, what advice do you have for current Harper students? If you could sit down with a group of Harper students, what would you like to share with them?
Oh my gosh, there's so much, to be honest. And I just it makes me think to back to the years I was a Harper student, because sometimes you feel like what you're aiming for and like the future, it's sometimes it feels like you're never going to get there.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels like it's just too big of a goal for you. You know, I had that, you know, being here, and it's not because of, you know, that I came to a community college and I didn't go to a 4-year university. Not at all. But it's just, I think the mindset that you're in as a college student, it just feels so overwhelming, because and there's a lot of students that are not only just coming to college, but they're also working full time or part time or whatever. They have other things going on in their life. So it does feel very overwhelming. But what I do want to say, well, there's two things. The first thing I think that's very important is like, you will get there.
Yeah.
Like you're aiming and aim high and you will get there. And one day you're going to look back. And I know it's so cliche to say, because so many people told me this and I was like, yeah, everyone says this, but honestly, like one day you will be there and you're going to think to yourself, wow, like I really made it. You know what I mean? Like I got to where I wanted to be, and maybe you're not fully there yet, because there's always bigger and better goals as you move through your career, but you'll know, like you'll know, and you'll be like, wow, I did all of that and it all paid off. So that's number one. Number two is networking, because that's a big thing that I wasn't even aware of. And in Harper College, I know they they provide a lot of resources for students, and sometimes students don't take advantage of them because they just think, okay, school and then whatever else they have going on in personal lives. But it starts now. Use those resources. You know, if there's any events or, you know, that they're inviting students to that you can be a part of, do it. Sign up. Do it. You never know who you'll meet. And you'll never know where that will lead you to. It will open so many opportunities for you. And I can really say that. And even then, And use this throughout college, right? So even if you're a Harper, you plan to transfer, or you're in trade school, whatever it may be, just make sure that you put yourself out there. I know sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable. I get it. Especially, you know, you're starting off your career, you're fresh out of high school. I get it, but do it. Step out of your box, step out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Go meet people, go talk to people, get their cards. They will one day maybe be able to provide an internship that you really want, or the job that you really want. Like, you just never know. And even now, like having a full-time job and being in my career, it's still very important to network.
Yeah, you've got to network. You got to meet people. You got to make that connection. Oh, 100%.
And honestly, the only reason why I even was able to be a part of this project here at Harper was because I, you know, the vice president of my company was talking about what everyone in the department was doing. And Harper College came up. And I was like, oh, that sounds so awesome. We're partaking in a project here at Harper College. I kind of want to go see it. I didn't think I would be a part of it. And then I did this event with my company. We do the corporate challenge. We do the 5K corporate challenge mm-hmm. in the city of Chicago every May. And last year I went to it and there was someone there from my company because we have about 300 people in our company. Right. So there's always new people you're meeting. He was mentioning like that he was here at the Harper College and overseeing the construction activities. And I was like, oh, wow, that's awesome. I went to Harper College. I would like it if you one day you can like show me around. I would love to just go check it out. He said, actually, we're looking for someone that could take this role as, you know, being advisor to construction management and oversee the project. And I was like, are you saying like I can get this part? They're like, yeah, let me talk to some people. I was like, that's awesome. And then that's how I landed it.
That's great.
So again, it's just through networking, like get out of your comfort zone and go talk to people.
Talk to people, mention things, bring it up.
Yes, you just never know what come up.
I had a student who came to visit me last week. She's doing an internship in LA. And I said, do you know that so-and-so is in LA doing an internship right now too? And she's like, I didn't know she was there. And so now they're meeting up this week in LA. And
that's awesome.
These two are going to wind up getting each other jobs.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Oh my gosh. That's what I'm saying. Like use each other, you know, use these opportunities. They'll open doors for you.
And don't think of it as using. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. No, I got you. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah. But I think a lot of people, when they think about networking, they think about it that it sounds kind of slimy, you know?
No.
And it's not, right?
You've got, if
you're making genuine connections with people and you're not using
them. No, that's correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
You will build relationships that are very important. And sometimes you'll be able to help others and sometimes they'll be able to help you. You know, it's all about lending a hand.
Yeah. I have a student from back in like 2001, 2002, and he's always working in the film industry. And whenever I have a student who's working somewhere where he is, I'll call him up and I'll be like, I have a student who's there. Can you meet them for coffee or
that's
something?
Awesome.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll meet them. And we never see each other otherwise, right?
Yes.
He's all over the country doing his thing, but it's like, it's great, you know, to have that network
and
to be able
to
help other people out, you know.
Well, so. I mean, if you guys have any students that are going into architecture or construction management, send them my way. I'd be more than happy to spend an hour with them and just talk about, you know, the career, and they can ask me any questions.
That's
that
fantastic.
They have. Yes.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you for having me. Honestly, it's been really fun.
That's cool. Great. Great for having me. Thank you. Kiara Trejo is a graduate of Harper College, currently managing the construction of our new student center. If you're enjoying Harper Talks, please subscribe. And while you're at it, rate and review us so that others might find us. Harper Talks is a co-production of Harper College Alumni Relations and Harper Radio. Our show is produced by Shannon Hines. This episode was edited by Kobe Pozo. Our online content producer is Blue Bailey. Our theme music was created by Aiden Cashman. I'm Brian Shelton. Thanks for listening.